This is another live radio link up brought to you by the Government Communications GCIS.
It's another Wednesday and welcome to this special broadcast. It is brought to you by Government Communication and Information System, powered by the Department of Social Development. It is a series of programs that will be on air every Wednesday between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, talking about different programs, different projects and different interventions that government has through the Department of Social Development. Now, my name is Mosotho Stone and welcome to this program. And you are more than welcome to join the discussion tonight by using our toll-free number, which is 0800-142-446. 0800-142-446 is the number to dial. And tonight, we are joined in this discussion by three guests. Mme Siza Magangwe is the chief director responsible for families and social crime prevention within the Department of Social Development. Also, anyway, let me just greet you and let you greet the listeners. Mme Magangwe.
Good evening, listeners. Dumelang kohaye sanbonani. Thank you.
We are safely speaking Setswana, le Sekgowa, and all South African languages. You are welcome to do so as well. And let me also introduce Ntate Mokgotsi Kalaya Modimo. He's the director, in fact, of welfare and transformation within the Department of Social Development. And Ntate Kalaya Modimo, ra go amogela, welcome to this program.
A ke dumedise bareetsi le wena ke go dumedise re Basotho. Good evening.
Ke lebogile thata. And last but not least will be Mewisani Mabunda. Mewisani Mabunda is responsible for social working and also policy management within the Department of Social Development. But now, today, we are looking more into the policy based on the commemoration of the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. It is an annual program. It is an international program. It is also South Africa as part of the UN, as part of many things that are in the world. They actually are saying no to the use of drugs. They are saying no to drug trafficking. They are saying no to all the ill that is brought into our communities by substance abuse. Now, just a bit of a background in terms of what we're talking about. It's about the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, which is commemorated on the 26th of every June of each year. So this year we are looking at the 26th of June, and the day is also referred to as World Drug Day. And the commemoration of International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking was initiated by the United Nations, and South Africa being part of the United Nations, it was resoluted as 42/112 on the 7th of December, 1987. Now, let's speak about this day, and let's speak about, mainly beyond the day, the intervention that you are faced with as the Department of Social Development in making sure that drugs have become a pandemic. It's another pandemic on top of all these pandemics that we have in our country now. What is South Africa doing? We're seeing a whole bunch of boys and girls in ranks everywhere, in dodgy houses and all that stuff. And we have this department that has to deal with it. What happens?
Okay. Thank you once more, Ntate. Let me start by saying, before we even talk about, you know, what are we doing as a department together with the sector that is responsible for substance abuse, it is important to highlight that we have seen high levels of substance abuse in our communities. That is a fact. And our research houses like Medical Research Council, they've also confirmed in terms of the stats that we've seen more and more young people using substances. And sometimes when we talk about substance abuse, people think that we're talking about only illegal drugs. Mm. We have a problem of alcohol, which is a legal drug.
And pills. I know somebody who's addicted to Disprin.
Yes, as well as we call them over-the-counter drugs. Mm. So there are different types of drugs that people are addicted. But what is important to us is that drugs are drugs, whether it's illegal or legal. The bottom line is once you start, you know, you skip from being a user who is a social, maybe let's talk about alcohol.
Mm.
Alcohol is a legal drug because it's a socially acceptable drug. And people start as social drinkers. But before they know it, they move from being social to addiction. So now once it's become an addiction, it is a problem. So this is where we are to say, as a country, we are here to say we have a problem. And our biggest problem is alcohol.
Mm.
The alcohol is number one. Number two is cannabis, which is dacha.
Mm.
Number three is other illegal substances. Those are the drugs that we are contending with as a country. Secondly, we are saying we're looking at our population. The population that is mostly affected, it's young people. That concerns us as a country, and that concerns us as a department, because the future of this country lies in the hands of young people.
Mm-hmm.
So if most of the young people, they are affected, they've got a problem, then we are worried that this issue is going to, you know, escalate further to other to other issues in their lives. So as a department, you ask us, what is it that we do? We've got quite a number of programs that we do. And those programs, we are targeting young people because we are going according to science, not what we know or what we think, but what is informing our interventions. It's science, because the international world is saying, all your interventions must be evidence-based.
Mm.
You can't just come up with a program today. It must be informed by science. Mm. It must be informed by research that indeed in this particular community, this is a prevalent of a drug that most of those people are using. Just to summarize, because I don't want to be long,
yes,
but I want to list the programs that we are responsible, we are currently doing.
Mm.
We've got prevention programs. Under prevention programs, we've got Kimoja programs, where we teach, we are targeting actually children that are in schools,
yes,
and as well as out of schools. Mm. So we talk about the harmful or dangers of substances that they may be using, and how they can deal with the peer pressure, and what are the alternatives that they can do. So we have that program called Kimoja, I'm Fine Without Drugs.
Mm.
It's found in schools. We also have early intervention programs. Early intervention programs target youth or anyone that is already experimenting. You are not yet addicted, but you are, you are a high-risk group.
Mm.
When you drink a lot. They call it binge drinking.
Mm.
Binge drinking, it means you drink until you drop. Sure. If you don't drop, you don't stop. That is another problem that we are having. We have very high statistics around binge drinking in the country. So we also target young people who are, conducting themselves in that way by a program called Siyalulama.
Mm.
We go to those communities, we engage them, we assess them, we send them for therapy if possible. If they agree, we send them for therapy and make sure that we intervene on time.
Mm.
Then the other program that we do, we target universities, institutions of higher learning, because a lot of them, they've got parties. And when they drink, a lot as well.
Mm.
So we have programs because we want to make sure that at the end of the day, they leave those institutions with degrees in their hands. So we do also have programs around there where we do our interventions.
Mm.
Then the last one, it will be treatment, which my colleague will talk to, as well as aftercare. But just finally is to say, yes, of course, we have these interventions that I've alluded to, But what is important that brings us today here is the fact that on the 26th of June, we are going to have an International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. It is a global awareness campaign where all the countries are, you know, raising the issue of substance abuse in their countries and say, we have a problem and we need to speak about it. So we have that campaign. It is going to be in Western Cape, where we are having this campaign. And we have a theme. A theme says addressing drug challenges in health as well as humanitarian crisis. So let me pause there and say, we have this campaign. It's not the first of its kind. We have been doing it, and we've got quite a number of programs. We also have CHOMI and YOLO. Those are all the programs that we have. We also have programs on GBV, because remember, drugs, they link with GBV,
yes.
Gender-based violence. Yeah. A lot of people that are experiencing gender-based violence, they will tell you that we started drinking. After drinking, I don't know how I was raped. So you can see the linkage. Mm. So when we address, we don't only zoom into drugs, but we look at other life skills program that empowers young people, like I've already alluded to. But what is important is that on the 26th, we are creating this, a dialogue. We want to dialogue with communities. We want to talk about this problem and say, what is the problem? How best can we address the problem? What is it that leads you to drugs? Because there is definitely something that leads you to drugs. Is it bottom? Bottomless? Is it lack of opportunities? Is it unemployment? What is it? Then we engage around that. Together with communities, we come up with interventions.
We start with that engagement now on this special program, which is brought to you by Government Communication and Information System, as well as the Department of Social Development. If you would like to join this conversation and discussion, you are welcome to send a WhatsApp, whether it's a voice note or a text. It's on 065-935-5488. It's 065-935-5488. Otherwise, you are welcome to call us on 0800-142-446 if you happen to have a telecom landline. And however, if you're using your cell phone, please leave your number with our producer, Renai, and she will be able to call you back and you can join us. But now, Oswisani, let's talk about the psych. You know, Mesiza Mahangwe is talking to, why are we using drugs? Why are we doing this as the society? And, you know, it's got somewhere. Where did it begin? And what are the common psychs? I would like to call it a psych because it's the way somebody wants to think, basically. And what are those challenges or what are those excuses? Because in our communities, we'll say these boys are making excuses. But in reality, the scientific part will say probably the psychological part thinks like this. Just take us through that and give us a background in terms of how do you understand somebody who chose to use chemicals?
Good evening. Let me start by saying there are different reasons from each and every person who is using or abusing substances. Some of the reason, it can be a boredom, unemployment, poverty. There are many reasons. So that's why I'm saying each and every individual will give you his or her reason for using. So I will also indicate that substance use disorder is a chronic brain disease.
Mm.
Yes. So it is manageable, not you cannot cure a substance use disorder. That's why even after 20 years, most of them, even if they are in recovery, they will still introduce themselves as recovering addicts because they know that it is a chronic brain disorder.
So once you start, there's no way back?
As I've already indicated, it can be manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. A person can relapse at any time. We are saying that, you know, if there are any triggers, they can also relapse. So they have to know the triggers in order to avoid relapse.
All right, that's the voice of Mayor Wisani Mabunda, who's responsible for social working as well as policy manager for social working within the Department of Social Development. Now, just to alert you to the numbers in terms of what the World Report, which is the World Drug Report of 2020, is actually saying. It says in 2009, an estimated of 210 million people were using drugs in the world. And that was a 4.8% of global population of ages between 15 and 64. Now, in 2018, it says there were 269 million users. And I would like to believe that's just official reports. And on the sidelines of the reports, there could be quite a number that we can talk about. Now, I'm talking this point in terms of the world because I'm about to ask Ndate Mokgotsi Kalaya Modimo gore, in terms of transformation and welfare, you know, it includes our own foreign nationals coming in here, being blamed for all these different kind of things and the perceptions we have in terms of... Now, what are we looking at in terms of the welfare that needs to support what Mema Bunda has just alluded to say? This is a disease. It's a mental disease. And it needs some sort of support. But Batswadi, they are trying to actually support their kids. The centers are trying to support kids. But now, from your point of view, how does welfare and transformation actually get into the picture in making sure that we don't just fight, but we win this fight against drugs?
Good evening. Thank you, Remo Soto. Good evening to listeners. Like you rightfully said at the beginning, the problem of substance abuse is not only affecting South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a world problem.
Mm-hmm.
It affects as many countries, if not all of them. And we as South Africa, we are a member of the United Nations.
Yes.
We are working according to the conventions, United Nations conventions, and we are also part of AU. And then what we are saying is that even in the country, the problem of substance abuse is not government problem alone. We are calling upon all citizens, everybody in the country, to be part of our government efforts to address the scourge of substance abuse.
Then
we as government aligning ourselves to what the UN and the AU are calling us to do. We have come up with legislations or policies that are going to help us to have our communities and every South African citizen to be involved and participate in the fight against the scourge of substance abuse in the country.
All right.
Currently, we do have... We have various legislations that one can talk to, but maybe let me limit myself to maybe two key ones.
Yes.
We've got the Prevention of and Treatment for Substance Abuse Act 72 of 2008. And then when you look into that particular act, where there are three main areas that we are focusing on. We are dealing with the issue of supply reduction. Like you have rightfully said, drugs are not only coming from South Africa. Not all drugs are from within the country.
Yes.
Some of them come from different other countries. There are various routes, like the World Report has already indicated
mm-hmm.
to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have to deal with the issue of supply reduction. There are various departments and entities that are involved in that area. And then we also have the demand reduction strategy
mm-hmm.
within the very same act. That is the area that Mayor Mahangwe alluded to earlier on to say we do have prevention, we've got early intervention, and then we have treatment and harm reduction.
Mm.
So those are the areas. And then the last one is the harm reduction that we are also involved in. But at the same time, the very same act is calling for, is creating a platform for community and individual researchers, institutions of higher learning, and everybody else, creating platform for them to get involved.
Mm.
And then communities, we are calling upon community to start establishing structures at the local level that will help government in addressing this particular challenge.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I want to mention is that at community level, we want to see services that are aimed at helping people who are affected by substance abuse as prescribed by our legislation, registering those services so that they can help government in addressing this particular sketch. And then in some cases, we do fund such organizations that are helping us to address this particular problem. And we are calling upon them to establish as many as possible, like even Mayor Mabunda indicated when coming to the issue of aftercare. We still need people there. And then our legislation allows that. And then the other policy that we have is the National Drug Master Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is now the National Drug Master Plan seeks to operationalize all those strategies that are contained in the act.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seeks to establish the Central Drug Authority that is also an entity of the Department of Social Development to try to coordinate all the country's efforts in addressing the scourge of substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes down to provinces. At provinces, we have got provincial substance abuse forums. And then at the local level, we've got the local drug action committees. And then we are saying that is where our communities can should look into to find a place where they can participate.
Mm-hmm.
So the National Drug Master Plan is there, the act is there, and then these are the instruments that we have put forward to help us to deal with the problem of substance abuse in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just alluded to these two, but there are many others that we can still make use of.
And you are also welcome to if you are working directly with these guys, because I'm sure we are talking to some of the people you are working with as well, somewhere on the ground, Limpopo, go Northern KP, and wherever we're going. And also, coming to Memahongwe, remember, I mean, if you have just joined us, now my name is Mosotho Stone, and I am with three guests tonight, Game Mesiza Mahangwe. She's the chief director responsible for families and social crime prevention. She works with the Department of Social Development in South Africa. And Ntate Mogotsi Kalayamodimo, he's a director, welfare and transformation within the same department, as well as Mewisani Mabunda, who is a social worker and mainly so responsible for policy management within the department. Now, the event is set to attract a various number of stakeholders that you're working with, and you can mention a few for us, Memahangwe, as well as maybe recognize those NGOs. Are you working with NGOs? Because they seem to be quite an important part, because they are on the ground working directly. Ronar Gaitzarele here in Pretoria, you know, trying to push paper to make sure that, by the way, it is important to push that kind of paper on a basis that once we speak on the ground, it should make sense. For instance, if do they get to be involved in stop and searches with the police and all that kind of stuff? Because somebody might easily say, you cannot say anything to me because you are from social development. You cannot even arrest me. You can't even say anything to me. Right, Memabunda? I mean, those are some of the attitudes you are dealing with, and you'll tell us a lot about that. But let's get back to all these stakeholders and also the importance of those who would like to join, because somebody might be listening to us right now and it's for the first time that they get to hear Memahangwe that, so I can be involved as an active citizen to actually help. And you find that they are quite an expert in one of the fields that you might be needing. So talk to us about that relating to the event of the 26th, which I see that community leaders, community members, the religious sector, probably the Khosi, but I understand in Western Cape, we're talking something else. But community leadership will fall into that. Take us through that.
Okay, thank you. And it's important also to indicate that the issue that we are addressing is an intersectoral matter. Meaning that it cannot be addressed by one department.
Yes.
All of us, we've got a key role to play. And it's important that we complement each other so that we can resolve this challenge. Ntatemo Kalamudimu spoke about the role of different stakeholders, like, you know, the ones that are contributing towards, maybe let me put it this way. To address this challenge that we are facing as a country, we've got three key pillars. First pillar talks to, they call it demand reduction. Demand reduction meaning that all those departments that are responsible for reducing the demand of the drugs, they are called, you know, they are called under that area.
That's quite, and those, very important.
Yes, and those departments, one is our department. Department of Social Development is is the lead department when it comes to demand reduction strategies. We followed by a basic education, higher education, NGOs that are in the sector. We are working with SANCA, which is South African National Alcohol and Drug Dependency. We are also working with traditional leaders. We are working with a South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADC.
Yes.
We are working with provincial local drug action committees. We are also working with, we are working with communities. So all those that are dealing with the demand reduction strategy, the ones that are reducing demand by providing education and mobilizing communities around these issues.
All right.
Then the second group, it's responsible for harm reduction strategy. Harm reduction strategy is to say, for those that did not benefit from education and awareness, they've already started experimenting. They've got a problem now of substance abuse, be it they are addicted or they are not, but they are using extensively. Then those ones, we classify them under harm reduction. And under harm reduction, it's when we are trying to manage the harmful effects of drugs on you as a person. That's when we intervene now. We intervene through the treatment centers. We spoke about treatment centers. We've got treatment centers that we work with that Mabunda Nabua Katsona. We've got a Department of Health. They are quite key because now we are saying, since this problem, we've already defined it as a psychological problem, a behavioral problem, a mental problem, a physical problem. We therefore, we would need the intervention of all those areas that I spoke about. So for instance, if it's a physical problem, you're now experiencing withdrawals, you know, shakings. When you're not drinking, you're shaking. When you haven't taken the drugs, you're violent and so on. You get irritated. Yeah. So with that, we are saying now that's where the health sector kicks in. The harm, the ones that are dealing with the harm reduction is to say, how do we minimize this harm? How do we ensure that we protect your liver? You don't end up with liver chlorosis. How do we ensure that you don't kill your major organs because of the addiction?
Brain damage.
Yeah, brain damage and so on. Exactly. So for that sector, the Department of Health is leading. We are also providing that service through our treatment centers in the country, as well as all those who are in that sector. Then the third one is the supply reduction. The supply reduction is the one that also we have alluded to say it has to deal with police, the ones that are dealing with stop and search. They've got the authority. They're given the authority by the legislation. They can stop you. They can search. They can arrest you. Yes, they can arrest you and so on. So we are very rich on legislation and policy. We know what to do in terms of the legislation and policy. I guess the challenge is to ensure that there is this implementation.
Enforcement, implementation,
at different levels.
Yeah.
But what is also key that I want to emphasize is the role of the local drug action committee.
Mm.
They are there in the community. All of us, we are not there. We are at national, we are at provincial.
Mm.
But the ones that are at local, they are the watchdogs. They are there on the ground. They know
only
problem yeah the drugs.
Mm.
And they are the ones that they can link you to services.
Mm.
You know, they can refer you to a local social worker. They may not know where the office of social workers are or of health, but because they are on the ground, they are able to link you to the resources. Finally, for me, I also want to highlight that this campaign, we've got messages that we are promoting.
Mm-hmm.
These are the following messages. We are saying, be smart. Don't start with alcohol and drug abuse.
Mm-hmm.
We are also saying drugs are not cool. They make you look like a fool. Mm-hmm. We are saying don't do drugs. Stay safe and healthy.
Mm.
The last one we are saying, be a thinker, not a drinker.
Mm. Very profound indeed, very profound. And let me just take a pause and invite our callers in, starting with Patko from Aliwal North. Patko? Okay.
Apho esikhululweni AI ne network isiphingqaki budi.
Bayavuma nabo e-studio apha.
All right, budi omkhulu, ngiyabulela uphathe esiphathele abantu abasuka ku-social development.
Izwamo
oqala uthi ndifuna uqonde kuba kungoba kuthini bona iza xa inyanga yabantu abasha ibe kungona benza activity abanazo. As a drug abuse namhlanje. Ngobekhethe lemini azenzeki ezintweni ngombuzo wami oqala lo.
Yes.
Umbuzo wami wesibini, lekukhona abantwana bebesupply nge funding social development. Aphi Alvani besenza into ze leather nezihlangu nebrooke nejacket. And then the members of social development babefuna imali, kho imali abayenzeka abantwana abayana. Bayithathile kubo and then at the end of the month, abafumani mix, kodwa kumeleke bathenge material. Umuzi wami wesithathu, ngifuna iqonde ukuba ingaba zikhona na i-project since inyanga yabantu abatsha, abazibekele abantu abatsha, ndiyaqonda ukuthi basuka kwi-national most, abazibekele abantu abatsha, kakhulu apha kwi-district okanye kwezidolophu ezininzi. Umzekelo, Aliwal North, Sterkspruit, Lady Grey, neBartley East, apha eJoburg district.
That is in the Eastern Cape, right? That was in the Eastern Cape, yes.
Hey.
All right. Ke gona fela mo rena Patko?
All right. Ngade stone. Nante nyindo le tsela ukuphinde amagama e-guest.
Okay.
Ungancane so that nomuntu omameleyo endlini akwazi ukuba ayeve ukuthi ngobani i-guest ezikhoyo namhlanje apha e-studio now.
Point well taken. Thank you so very much Patko. And without any further ado, let me just repeat in the studio there's Mercy Zah Mahangwe is responsible as a chief director for families and social crime prevention in the Department of Social Development. Renale Ntate Mogotsi Kalayamodimo. Ntate Mogotsi Kalayamodimo is a director and he's responsible for welfare and transformation. And also Aus Wisani Mabunda, who is responsible for policy management in the social working directorate, making sure that these policies, they respond to the issues on the ground. As much as welfare and transformation is actually giving a guide and actually making research in terms of the trends that are out there in our communities as drug users, as drug traffickers, as drug pushers and sellers and all that kind of stuff. Now, let's get to... we will answer Patko. I would just like to get our callers to actually express themselves. If you can just get to note down anything that you will need to respond to. And Moses, who's phone LSA show. So I want to Moses.
Yes, Mr. Zabanjani.
Siapi la wunjani go?
Siapi la akulu Mr. Ukuluma na Moses Kumalo was a show embongo lwani.
Siapwa mga elamtu?
Baba. Khona into engifuna ukuyiraiser malana nama drugs. The drugs is very, very dangerous because in the first things that drugs can make, he make the people he make corrupt, the first point. And then two, if the people he used at drugs take killing himself, and then he don't understand who I am. And then point number two, that drugs is very, very dangerous because if he's not using the drugs, they can rob in the people because the reason you want the money to use the drugs. And then no anybody to give the people to smoke a drugs. But that's why now the lot of people is trying for the drugs. Why the government is not closing this company, is giving the people the drugs. Because the drugs is killing the people, is killing the world. You see, I want to explain for example, if me, I smoke the drugs, the first point, I can rob the people, I can rob the bank, I can losing even the respect, I'm losing even myself, who I am.
Yeah, ungayishaya ngesiZulu mawufuna Babu Khumalo. Ungashaya ngesiZulu ngoba wonke umuntu ngiyacabanga ukuthi uyakwazi ukuzwa isiZulu kahle.
Ngiyabonga baba. Loo nto le iyenza ukuthi uma kuwuthi mina ngoMoses Khumalo ngidla ama-drugs enza ukuthi ngilahlekelwe ukuthi mina ngubani okokuqala lokho. Kanti loo nto le is a very, very important ukuthi mina ngizazi ukuthi ngubani. And yesibili futhi yenza ukuthi ngisho umphakathi engihlezi nawe endaweni ngitholakale nguhlupho kuwona. Ngisho amaphoyisa uqobo ngiba uhlupho kuwona ngoba ngiyaboshwa manje, ngiyaphuma manje, ngiyaphindela futhi ngiyaboshwa futhi ekugcineni ukuthi wena ayi uMoses Khumalo usehluphe kakhulu elama-drugs awadlayo. Into ebaluleke kakhulu ukuthi uhulumeni avale la okuthanga khona ama-drugs, avale. Ngoba vele akakaze asho uhulumeni ukuthi abantu abanikeze imvumo yokuthi ama-drugs abawasebenzise. Manje yona-ke lento esiyinkinga. Enye into, enye futhi...
Babu Khumalo, ngizocela nje ube mfushane kakhulu ngoba we need to put other people as well on air.
Very good. Okay, baba, ngikanje ukuma lapho kwamanje baba.
Okay, ngibonge kakhulu kuwe. And the radio station that you're listening to.
Ngiyabonga msakazi.
Ngiyabonga uBaba Mtunga is calling us from Eshowe. In Melmoth. If you know where Shaka Zulu was produced, that's where that place is. Uzane Temba is calling us from Sterkspruit. Zane? All right. He seems to have given up. Probably still going to make sure that he puts his words properly. But anyway, while we're waiting for Uzane Temba, I'm not sure if I can start with Memabunda, your response to either Moses or Upatko.
Okay, I'll start by responding to the first caller who asked why are we doing it now. I would like to indicate to the caller that we are not just starting now. There are many programs that we have been doing as social development. Maybe might not be aware, or maybe at his community they might be there's no one program happening, but you'll find that around, you know, is where he is staying, there are other programs. So I just wanted to indicate that this has been happening almost every time. It's not only happening now. Yes.
All right. Thank you so very much. And a response to Ntate Kalayamrim.
Thank you very much. I would like to respond mainly to some of the concerns raised by Ntate Khumalo.
Yes.
Ntate Khumalo has mentioned that drugs are dangerous. And then there's a point that I just want to elaborate that maybe so that our listeners do not get confused. There are drugs that are used for medicinal purposes that we get from our as prescriptions from our doctors and so forth. Those drugs are meant to help us to recover from the illnesses that we may happen to have. And then those drugs, in many cases, we'll find that they are licit drugs. They are they are lawful. But and then they should be used for the intended purposes. But in some cases, we found that the very same drugs are being abused by our people, now being used for wrong purposes. And then if they are used for a wrong purpose, they now become dangerous.
Yes.
But if they are used for the intended purpose, they are helpful. And then he is calling upon government to close drug companies, or maybe the pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
That is something that we cannot afford to close down the pharmaceuticals. That is companies that are producing legal drugs.
Are we afraid of them?
Licit drugs. No, legal. We cannot close that. Say, I'll give you an example. Currently, we've got companies that are producing Pfizer, J&J, and so forth.
Those, the vaccines.
The vaccines. And those vaccines are basically drugs. And then because they are used for its intended purpose, that is what is good. But if now we start using them for leisure, then it's now when it becomes wrong of
us. That's right.
So then we cannot lose those. But there are those that are illicit laboratories. Illicit laboratories, where people are just manufacturing drugs, hiding themselves, producing them. The police are closing those laboratories down. That is something that is currently happening.
If I may just chip in there, Dr. Kalyamudu, do pharmaceuticals or drug manufacturers, medical manufacturers, do they get legislated or do they get to be licensed? I mean, how do they get into the manufacturing, basically? Because we just see them batting, you know. We're not sure whether they're doing legal or not up until you get a headache and then you go to Clicks and get something for a headache. But community-wise, we don't actually follow up to say, are you legal or illegal? As long as I get my eye drop from you, I'm fine. You are a pharmacy and all that. What protects communities from such kind of manufacturers?
Our pharmacies are, most of the pharmacies in South Africa are legally registered. They are being regulated. And then they don't produce drugs as and when they want. They produce drugs according to certain prescripts. And then the drugs that are being used for medical purposes, they are being scheduled. There's a body or the structure of government, we call it SABRA, that is scheduling all the medicines that comes into the country and that are being produced locally. Such scheduling is to ensure that when you go to the pharmacies, we can always check as to what is the scheduling level of that particular product. And then you'll understand it that way. So most of the pharmacies are registered and they are regulated. And when you go into a pharmacy, you'll always see the certificates that shows that that particular pharmacy is registered and then it's being regulated. And then the other thing that I wanted to highlight that where the caller said maybe we need to also arrest the people who are abusing drugs.
Yes.
Addiction in itself is not a criminal offense. If you are suffering from addiction, you are not that is not a criminal offense. We cannot be arrested for being addicted to drugs. But the only thing that you can be arrested for is for being in possession of illegal drugs. So that is And then that is the work that the police is currently doing. So I just wanted to clarify that so that people don't say, I'm addicted, I don't want to come forward because I'll be arrested. No, there's nothing like that. If you are addicted, addiction is not an offense.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so very much. Nomfundo is really doing a great job doing alerting us of those who would like to contribute online on 0800-142-446 as well as on WhatsApp number 065-935-5488. Let's take Temba. He's back. All right. Temba is not back. Let's take a voice note and hear what Lunga Ngema has to say.
Kunjani Msuthu Stone ukhuluma noLunga wakangema ngilalele ku Nongoma FM nginombuzo la okhona engiyithanda ukubhekisa kwivakashi zakho lapho kuvamisile ukuthi Msuthu Stone uthola ukuthi izingane eziqala ukuphuza mhlawumbe utshwala noma ukusebenzisa idakamizwa zingakafika eminyakeni ewu 15 ngenhloso yokuthi basuke befuna ukuzwa nje ukuthi kukanjani umusu usukuthathile lezo damizwa yisebenzisa zenze njani ngokocwaningo ke nami ngeke ngalibona kuthiwa lezo ngane ishe kuphindaphindeke kahlanu ukuthi baphinde futhi babe nothando lwalento ababeyenza kusuke kuphuza utshwala noma kusebenzisa idakamizwa umbuzo enginawo ukuthi akukho yini ongenziwa umnyango ka social development mhlambe ukuchallenge le mthethe ebekiwe lapha ukwenza isibonelo nje lento yokuthi kuthiwe utshwala buthengiselwa abantu abaneminyaka engaphansi kuka 18 kuyenzeka kube ukuthi yebo abuthengwa ngomuntu na 18 kodwa bugcine bufikile ezandleni zomntwana noma idakamizwa igcine ifikile ezandleni zomntwana senze njani ke kuye umntwana sesimfica under the influence of idakamizwa kukhona yini mhlambe bona bangakwenza ukuchallenge mhlambe ezomthetho noma imigomo ebekiwe yokuthi bakwazi ukukontrola ekuthenini umntwana angazi nje aqale akuthinte lezi dakamizwa ngenxa yokuthi uzobe sabela i-punishment azoyithola. Kukhona abakwenzayo mhlawumbe ukuguqula imithetho yokudayisa nokuhwebelana kwazo lezi dakamizwa ukuze igcine ingafinyeleli ezandleni zabantwana. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Msuthu.
Sibonga kakhulu kuba uNgema uLunga Ngema. That's a voice note that he just sent through. And just park what he was actually contributing to. Let's take the last call and then you can just round up in terms of the response. I don't seem to see the name of the caller, but are you there?
Yes, good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing? Please introduce yourself before you...
okay.
Yeah.
You're speaking to DG here in Tuan.
To?
DG.
DG.
Yeah, Mutuan.
Hey, kya kwamogela, DG?
Okay, I just want to find out from the guests, are they winning the battle so far? Because it seems like drugs is growing each and every day, especially here in Swani. So I just want to find out from them, are they winning the battle so far?
Very, very important. Very important.
Yeah. Kilebogile
tata Morena DG. In fact, I'm going to just kinamete tava a little bit, you know, to say the drug pushers. I wouldn't want to say the companies because they're not legal, basically. But the drug cartels, the drug pushers, and everything are one of the most organized communities in the world. I mean, we see it even in movies. We see it. I mean, we get drugs coming in via UR Tambo where there is like a lot of intelligence and everything else. I mean, this seems quite like a very big mammoth task for you. If you're not dealing with users, you're dealing with those who gain out of drugs. And those people happen to be dangerous. They could easily kill anybody who messes up with their business. Where do you get it? How do you fight this? I mean, are you not even afraid? The police already, there is corruption around them being paid by all these different people. So, rightfully so, DG is asking, is this a winning battle really? Because we're only talking about users. My main concern is the owner and that person who's a millionaire sitting somewhere actually harming all those different communities in our world. What are we doing about such people? I'm not sure who to start with.
Okay, let me go.
All right.
Thank you. Maybe let me go.
We should be quite very, very, because we're almost about to run out of time. If we can give each other chances, at least by 7 o'clock, we should be saying goodbye to people. So just to be aware of time.
Okay, I'll be quick. I want to respond to what Ubabulunga from KZN raised, Uguti, Senze Njani, Ngeingani, ezisebenzisa idakamizwa notshwala, you know, because mawubheka imithetho yethu iyasho ukuthi abantwana abamelanga bathenge or baphuze. Kodwa abantwana bazithola bephuza, bazithola besebenzisa idakamizwa. So singenze njani ukubavikela? So mina ngithi inkinga akusiyona abantwana, inkinga yethu abazali nomphakathi. Ngoba labantwana kuza kanjani ukuthi bazithole bakulezo ndawo abangamelanga babe kuzo, sikuphi thina? Yabo. So singazikhiphi siwumphakathi nabazali kule ndaba. Kumele singenelele, sazi ukuthi ngingumzali ngine responsibility. Akumelanga ukuthi ngibe nomntwana ona 15 years ngo-12 o'clock ngingamazi ukuthi kuphi. Kumele ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi ngazi. And it's about time our legislation zi-reviewer zishintsha, mabambamba umntwana elapho e-tavern baphinde babambe nawe umzali for failing to do your duties and responsibility. It cannot be the responsibility of DSD or of government to take care of the kids and monitor and ensure ukuthi abaphuzi. Kumele kube uyi-responsibility yomphakathi nabazali. Yeah, so ngicela ukusho lokho kubaba. And then eyogcina kubaba ku DG. DG, the battle is it winnable? It's a tough one. It's not easy. It goes back to what we said. We said the issue of alcohol and drugs is not only the problem the state. It is a societal problem. If all of us can have a role to play and see ourselves contributing, there is a lot that we can do. And we want to say, maybe our discussion is focusing more on drugs. I want to take it back to alcohol. If we can deal with the alcohol decisively as a country, there is a lot that you can do, because alcohol is a drug, it's a gateway drug. You don't start with hard drugs.
It's a gateway.
Yeah. You start with alcohol. You take more, and when you are intoxicated, you want a harder drug. You move to. So if we can look at our policies and how we socialize our children around alcohol, how we deal with the culture of drinking in the country, we can then begin to say maybe this battle is winnable. Because everything that we do, we celebrate with drug, with alcohol. We are crying, we are drinking. We are celebrating, we are drinking.
The worst
everything.
For me. The worst for me.
Yes.
When you finish your exams, at that
age,
that's the worst and the first that actually leads many of our kids into this. Yeah.
So our problem in South Africa is not the social drinkers. The problem is the one that are abusing alcohol, which causes all these problems about drinking and driving, causing people to die who are innocent, and so many. If you can look at the problem, if we can deal with the alcohol, then the rest can follow.
Mema Khangwe, let me edit you right there. Mema Bunda, with your response also, just include to me, when I speak to you, I would like to address the psych part of it. Where, I mean, there's the school up the road. I stay here with my kids. Every day for the next 3 years, my kid has to pass there and hold up piano where a discipline. I mean, that's the social music part, which the influence part of it. I mean, while you're answering, also integrate that part to say silent influence, where you pass there every day. You know, and then you can see people are just acting all cool. I'll tell you, I smoke because I thought my teacher was cool. So that's why I smoke cigarette, right? So now, the influence part of it, where Brastonu is there by the tavern every day. This kid passes all the time. You know, it ingrains in their mind to say, hey, Brastonu, can you take grand? You know, the influential part of it is quite very detrimental to our society, don't you think?
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Mosotho. Let me highlight that prevention is better than cure. Mm. If we can strengthen our prevention programs, so the children will know that if they use drugs, there are harmful effects. So we have to strengthen that and educate our children about substance abuse, the effects of substance abuse. And I would also like to highlight that there are organizations and social workers at community level responsible to provide psychosocial support to people who are using or affected by substance abuse.
Mm.
And let me also indicate that in the country we do have 13 public treatment centers which are state-owned treatment centers, meaning that everyone who will be admitted there will be admitted there at no cost. So there are programs, there are services from social development side. So I just wanted to highlight that there are programs, available programs to assist the people who are using drugs, even those who are affected. I remember earlier we indicated the issue of aftercare, reintegration and aftercare, so which is also very important because treatment doesn't end when a person is released from a treatment center. After that, after receiving treatment, you still have to go for aftercare in order to maintain sobriety. Thank you.
All right. Lastly, Ntate Mokgotsi, in your response, maybe also if we touch into the issue just quickly in 1 or 1.5 minutes, to say there is no way ordinary people are the ones who are actually trafficking drugs into the country. It has to be a high level kind of operation for it to happen. And I would also highlight one of the cases where a wife of a former minister and of a very, very, very crucial department actually was moving stuff. Now, that in itself posed a challenge to your department, as social development, to police, to all these other law enforcement. Now, in terms of transforming and making sure that, you know, our leaders are actually joining, are becoming part of this welfare without actually getting you to commit career suicide, because some leadership might be listening to you. Talk to us about making sure that South Africa belongs to all who live in it. We are all equal, but the first amongst the equals might be the problem in this.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dr. Mosotho. Maybe quickly, let me say that, yes, you find that the most sophisticated people are the ones that are also being involved in the problem of substance abuse.
Mm.
I can tell you that, like you have already mentioned, the case of the minister somehow.
Mm.
Those are the people that the drug dealers are targeting.
Mm.
Their children. If you go, we have been going around the treatment centers, you will find that children of the high-profile people are affected. They are admitted to treatment facilities and so forth.
Mm.
Because firstly, drug dealers will never target your children if you don't have money.
Yes.
They always target people who they believe that this person have money, and then is more likely to give his or her children some money. And then they target those particular children. So maybe my last comment will be saying, we as South African citizens, if each one of us can save one person, only one, all of us, save one, just save one.
Mm.
And then I should think by so doing, we'll make a huge impact. That is my last comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. And lastly, I'm just going to ask Mme Mahangwe to just give us all those and contacts. And otherwise, if you are smart and you are able to use your, you are smarter than your cell phone, you can just go on to www.dsd.gov.za. There you will find all different kind of programs, from SASA to 350s to drug trafficking to the support that the department is giving towards those who have challenges with drugging and all that kind of stuff. Otherwise, I'm just going to quickly say, please share with us in terms of other contacts that we can use in this regard.
Okay. Quickly, let me share my email address as well, so that Ntate Patko, we did not answer Ntate Patko questions around community projects. So we will, you know, liaise with our counterparts in Eastern Cape. Mm-hmm. So my email, you can just email me the story or the issue, then I will then link you with Eastern Cape and try to resolve that issue.
Mm.
My email address is cizm@dsd.gov.za. It's cizm@dsd.gov.za.
Mm-hmm.
Then in terms of our GBV numbers, you know, we've got a call center. We call it the command center that is dealing with gender-based violence. Our number is a toll-free number as well. It's 0800-428-428.
Mm.
And then for SASSA WhatsApp group, for those who are applying for 350 grants, it's 082.
Not to go eat drugs with 350s. No, I'm just saying.
Yes, that's a good one. Yes, the number is 082-046-8553, and the toll free it's 0800-601011. And then for, we also have a line for substance abuse issues. The hotline is 0800-121314.
Mme Magangwe, Ntate Kala ya Modimo, Mme Mabunda, ke lebogile thata so very much. We just have so little time, yet we have so much to say. And there's quite a lot of people that I believe would have loved to say something. But thank you to Komotso KG Ranoto, as well as Rinae, who have been behind the scenes tonight, making sure that you hear us loud and clear, and you always have that chance to access us in terms of discussion. Hotwa mo rona Mosotho Stone, Ailal. Thank you.